Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey guys, what's going on? You are listening to This Week in Geek, and this is the Nerd News Network. Today is Friday, April 24th, 2015. Where the hell have I been? I know. Actually, last week, I can't remember if I was sick or really busy. Either way, I remember last Friday sucking. But today has actually been surprisingly good. I'm actually in a fairly good mood today. And, of course, I'm here to deliver the news that is all fit to consume. Some of it good, some of it bad, some of it downright friggin' offensive. But that's why you come here. Because I'm like the Birdman Dodd. So... a little bit of a site update. We may have a little bit of downtime next week as we move domains over. So hopefully everything will go hunky-dory. I'm pretty happy about that. Steve Megatron from the Geek.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes to take a spirit animal quiz online.
Please be the cheetah. Please be the cheetah.
And learn your animal isn't the cheetah, but the far less appealing blobfish.
Oh, come on.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 blobfish minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Cast Radio Network's taking care of that for us, our new webmaster. I'm actually sending him this gigantic box of stuff to thank him for doing that, which is pretty awesome. I hope he likes what I'm going to send him. In addition to that, my review for Mortal Kombat will be out on Monday. I'm going to record it probably on Sunday afternoon. I just want to play a little bit around with some of the new patches that have been downloaded over the last couple of days. Excuse me. Also, Topic Show for Mortal Kombat should be out next Wednesday night into Thursday morning. And I will have a spoiler-filled review and thoughts on Age of Ultron probably very late Thursday night in the Friday morning. I may just roll that into Nerd News, but we'll have to wait and see, because extra content is always good. And that's pretty much what I got there. So, what are we going to be talking about this week? Well, we're going to be talking about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, and one of its villains has been cast. We're also going to be talking about a Xbox 360 collection that may be coming to Xbox One. Google evidently can do more than just search for stuff now. It can also help your phone out. This should be a no-brainer when it comes to toys with DC and the WB. What's going on with the Yellowstone Super Volcano? How close are we to the apocalypse? And finally, Adam Sandler is an idiot. And I'll explain why. Alright, well, let's start this off with some of the cool stuff. And this can be taken either way. Tyler Perry, that's right, that stupid asswipe behind those Magda movies, has been cast, rather, as Baxter Stockman in the Ninja Turtles movie, which will be coming out, I think, next year or the year after that. Now, he also joins Bebop and Rocksteady. And I don't think that's a bad casting choice, because when this man wants to act serious, he can. He really can. And a lot of people who haven't read the comics or don't follow the 2012, basically the new Ninja Turtles cartoon, Baxter Stockman was originally a black guy. Though he still was the guy who invented the Mouser robots, and I don't know whether he's going to turn into the fly creature in the Ninja Turtles movie. I know they're currently filming it in Buffalo, New York right now. I know it's screwing up some local highway over that way for some presumably awesome chase scene, so I imagine we'll see set pics eventually kind of leak out from that that may be kind of cool that isn't just, you know, car stuff, but who knows. So yeah, Tyler Perry as Baxter Stockman. You know what? I'm actually fairly behind this one. I'm glad it's not someone like, I don't know, Chris Tucker or Chris Rock. I don't know, there's something about Tyler Perry. When I look at him, I kind of see that. So, you know what? Party on, whatever. Well, as long as it's better than the first one. Although the first one wasn't terrible, certainly wasn't good. But as I've stated before on many previous podcasts, it's the movie we need to kickstart a franchise. And, well, we'll have to wait and see. So, this one is kind of cool. Evidently, people are receiving a test build of Gears of War on the Xbox One. Microsoft and Black Tusk are probably remastering Gears of War for the new console. And I'm expecting we'll probably see a Gears collection probably around... They'll probably announce it around E3. We'll probably see it around November or September. My guess is probably to tie in some Gears anniversary or something. We'll probably see some kind of a remastered trailer come out probably at E3, if I had to guess. And I think having Gears of War on Xbox One would be fantastic, because it had a fantastic multiplayer suite. I thought it was a pretty cool storyline. I wonder if they'll include Gears of War Judgment in there. It wouldn't surprise me if they did. Will they have the games play out chronologically? Basically, will it be like Master Chief Collection, where you can just seamlessly go from one game to the next? Will it have the same option to do the 360 version if you press select and can you see how it used to look, sort of thing? So, however, a little bit worried about this, because we saw the problems that 343 Industries had with the Master Chief Collection, and still have to this very day problems with the multiplayer. It seems to mostly have been ironed out, but still I'm a little bit skeptical with it when you port over games like this. Now, if I had to pick one trilogy to get remastered and put on the Xbox One, it would be Mass Effect, simply because we have Mass Effect 4 coming out, I think, next year. We'll probably get more solid information out about that, probably at E3 this year, as there was a survey that came out from a quote-unquote anonymous Redditor who was saying some of the stuff that's going to be included. And this is the same stuff we saw with Dragon Age Inquisition, which came out last year. So I'm thinking that's probably pretty legit. So, I don't know, Gears of War, Xbox One, I'm excited for it. I think it could be a lot of fun. I know me and Jamie really enjoy it. I know he's a huge gearhead, so to speak, and so is my friend AJ. In fact, AJ for my wedding gave me cog tags, and I think I have them engraved, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, Coalition, go get them. All right, so this one is kind of cool, and I've been kind of hearing about this all week, but evidently Google has this new wireless service called Project Fi. And what it is, it automatically moves your phone between traditional cell networks and wireless Wi-Fi networks when you're inside a place. Like, let's say you're in Starbucks or McDonald's or whatever. And you can pay a small monthly fee and you get stuff, like you can still get all your text messages. You get a bunch of, I think you get like caller display and all that shit. But one of the cool things it does is it'll switch you between two wireless carriers. Now, this is in the States right now. But T-Mobile and Sprint, you don't have to pick them. Your phone will automatically do it depending on what's the strongest in your particular location. One of the things they've said, and this quote comes from Robert Schoenberg, the chief operating officer of mobile hotspot startup Karma. It says, the unique thing is that you're no longer tied to a network. You can go from a Sprint tower to a T-Mobile tower and back to a Sprint tower. That's groundbreaking. Gives customers so much more freedom. Now, currently, this is only available on the Nexus 6, which is the company's flagship Android phone. But they're kind of hoping this will go out to other carriers between Sprint, T-Mobile, Verizon, AT&T, and presumably in Canada between Wind, Bell, Rogers. And I want to say there's another cell phone company up here, but I'm not 100% sure. Oh, and TELUS, my wife was telling me. And it's kind of cool because you think about this technology, it's kind of been around for a while. The Apple iPad 2 has something that's called a virtual SIM card. And it's a piece of software that mimics hardware cards that interact with, you know, different kind of cell networks. But a virtual SIM means you can test out multiple wireless carriers and choose which one you like. And, you know, if you like a particular one better, you can drop it. For example, when you're wandering around in the States, when your phone goes to roaming, 9 times out of 10, I'll be able to choose between T-Mobile, Sprint, or AT&T. When I was in Vegas, I think I spent most of the time on T-Mobile, and then I would switch over to another company. So I think that's actually really cool. I hope that Google's doing this. I remember Google Voice from years back. Google, man, they're taking over the world. And you know what? As long as it's cheap, party on. I think, like I said, I think that's a really, really cool idea. And I kind of want to see if this, how this will happen with the Canadian markets, just because the competition rules up here are so different when it comes to cell usage, especially cell data, is one thing that I notice is a huge thing of contention between cellular carriers. You can get charged right up the ass for data. Phone plans are a little bit better, so I guess we'll just kind of have to wait and see what happens with that. So, my next story that I want to talk about, for those of you that don't know, a lot of comic book characters kind of get screwed over for merchandise, particularly if they're women. You notice this especially with Guardians of the Galaxy Gamora, although she did get a Disney Infinity figure, along with the Black Widow, once again, who got a Disney Infinity figure. But if you look at the stuff for Guardians and Avengers, she's not on there. There aren't a lot of women characters represented. In fact, I don't, outside of like the little action figure line, I can't think of too many that are out there. And I'm pretty sure Scarlet Witch is like a chase figure. And it seems to me really dumb that why they wouldn't want to pump out more stuff for this, because I guess they have this thinking that boys won't want to play with girl action figures. Nah, man, I think some of the girl action figures can be really awesome, although sometimes you get some bad ones, either due to limited posability, shitty sculpt, or whatever, and I can see why companies maybe not want to go down that road, but it's no excuse. 2015. Wiley just ran up behind me and basically played tag with me. Thanks, you're it too. So, surprisingly, this company, DC and WB, are launching a new Superheroes Girl product line. And this is particularly interesting because certain shows have been canceled on the Cartoon Network, as far as I understand, because the toys didn't sell well or because girls were buying the toys and not boys. I think this was the case with Young Justice, if I'm not mistaken, and other things. So I'm going to read you part of a highlight from the press release. Developed for girls 6 to 12, DC Superhero Girls centers around the female superheroes and supervillains of the DC Comics universe during their formative years, prior to discovering their full superpower potential. Featuring a completely new artistic style and aesthetic, DC comic icons such as Wonder Woman, Supergirl, Batgirl, Harley Quinn, Bumblebee, Poison Ivy, Katana, and many more will make their unprecedented teenage introduction. Each character has her own storyline that explores what teen life is like as a superhero, discovering her unique abilities, nurturing her remarkable powers, and mastering the fundamentals of being a hero. There's probably going to be like Lego sets, books, dolls, of course. This kind of sounds like it would be really awesome as a cartoon show. But I don't get why Disney doesn't do this with its Marvel license. I mean, you've got fantastic characters. Like I say, you got Black Widow, you got Gamora, you got Miss Marvel, Storm, Rogue, Psylocke, Jean Grey. But I guess the whole Fox thing. But you get where I'm coming from with this. I don't know. Like, it would be nice to get more inclusive merch, because I remember I posted an article, I think from Topless Robot, like months ago, And people got all pissy about it because I'm like, hey, what? Where's, like, the Gamora shit? Because she was, like, awesome and stuff. And the best Gamora collectible that I can find is the Hot Toys version. No shit. But, you know, you shouldn't have to pay super high-end prices for a really cool piece of merch. You could get the Marvel Select one. But there's just nothing that's more, I guess, lower end for kids, so to speak. I always consider Marvel Legends more of a collector thing. More, I guess, adult in your play if you're an older kid. So, I don't know. But still, I think that is kind of badass. And here's a story that will piss you off. So, Adam Sandler has this deal going on with Netflix where he's going to produce a bunch of movies. So, 2 days ago, Native American extras, to which I'm a Native Canadian, Chippewa, Nawash, Ojibwe Indian, walked off the set of The Ridiculous Six. Evidently, Netflix has responded to the extras walking off set as the movie is considered broad satire, in which those that are being made fun of are in on the joke. Well, Gawker, who I'd like to remind you did break the Rob Ford story, so before we get on Gawker isn't a real outlet, I give you the mayor of Toronto, got a copy of the script, which is dated probably 2012. Likely some things have been made, but here is the plot line for the story. The film's main character, presumably played by Sander, is Tommy, also called Three Knives, a white man who was given up by his family and raised by Native Americans. He's married to a Native American named Smoking Fox, and the movie follows them as Tommy battles a group of men called the Left Eye Gang. Let me see. The scenes that caused the Native American actors to leave the set appear to be happening within the first 15 or so minutes of the film. Extra Lauren Anthony, who spoke to Indian County Today, described a scene involving the character named Beaver's Breath as being particularly irritating to the extras. She's quoted as saying, "One thing that really offended a lot of people was that there was a female character called Beaver's Breath. One character says, 'Hey, Beaver's Breath,' and the Native woman says, 'How did you know my name?'" Let me see. I'm trying to find some of the more offensive things in this. Oh, here's one. "Say, honey, how about after this we go someplace and I put my pee-pee in your teepee?" Let me see. Speaking in kind of broken English, here's a scene described. "Cicero, so why don't you give me the money you stole and we'll be on our way." This is the character's name. "Sits on face. You go now." "Cicero, settle down now, strawberry tits." "Sits on face, indignant. My name not Strawberry Tits. I am Sits on Face." "Cicero, well then, I am Stiff in Pants." Adam Sandler. Dear Adam Sandler. It's the year 2015. As you are no doubt made aware, you've made a vast variety of movies over your career. Some of them quite funny, some of them quite at the end of the 1990s, if you will, and a few hits here and there in the 2000s. But lately, I wonder what is going through your mind. Whether this is some huge joke, and we're just not in on it yet, for you to make the most stupid fucking thing you possibly can, and still get paid for it. So I'm just a little confused here. I don't know. But my advice to you, you stop what you're fucking doing. Just, Jesus fucking Christ. I don't know. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm going to watch this just because I want to know how fucking offensive it is. But just, Jesus, man. That humor, you kind of can't do that shit anymore. So, I don't know. You tell me if you think I'm being an uptight twat about this. I don't know. Anyway, last story. And this one will fill you with happiness and joy. Science! Okay, so for those of you that don't know, Yellowstone National Park sits on top of the largest supervolcano in North America. What's a supervolcano? Well, it's a volcano. But the reason it's called a supervolcano is because it is literally gigantic, like huge. If this thing goes off, let's just say things are not going to be good for the whole of humanity for a number of decades or hundreds of years. Ash in the sky. Basically, think of nuclear winter. Plus, that's not even counting, you know, what would happen during the initial explosion. Very bad shit. And there ain't a whole lot we can do about volcano eruptions, as noted by what's going on in Chile. They happen when they happen, sometimes without warning. Sometimes we get a little bit of a heads up. We can evacuate. Big deal. Now, what's recently been discovered is that there is a titanic blob of magma found under the Yellowstone supervolcano. And this thing is so huge that it could fill the Grand Canyon more than 11 times over. Now, currently this doesn't raise the risk of future eruptions, but we are kind of overdue for one. I think by about 50,000 years, if I remember correctly. However, though, the cool thing about this is now we have an understanding of how the plumbing works underneath the volcano by having this huge kind of magma chamber. And they've described it as being shaped kind of like a frying pan would be how this thing works out. So this molten rock extends from about 12 to 28 miles deep, measures about 30 miles long, and about 30 miles long northwest to southeast and 44 miles southwest to northeast. The magma reservoir is about 11,200 cubic miles in size. That's pretty friggin' huge. Now, it's kind of cool when you start looking into the stuff, you find out just more about what's going on in Yellowstone National Park. Evidently, there's been very high levels of toxic carbon dioxide gas escaping from the area, which would affect local kind of wildlife. So, I don't know. I find that's just incredibly interesting about this. In fact, I actually know someone on Facebook. I'm not going to mention their name, but they're actually literally terrified of a supervolcano. And when you start looking into it and you realize how many of these things are all over the planet, yeah, that's legitimately fucking scary. I mean, I guess no more scarier than, say, having a gamma ray burst aimed at Earth. But still, if that happens, we ain't going to be around too long to kind of complain about it on our various blogs and podcasts. But there you have it, though, guys. That's what happened in the world this week. I think it's interesting. So next week, like I said, we're going to have Mortal Monday with my review of Mortal Kombat X on the PlayStation 4. We're also going to have the topic show for Mortal Kombat, talking everything from Mortal Kombat Defenders of the Realm, Mortal Kombat Conquest, Legacy, and as many of the games that I can fit into in the next few days. And we're also going to have my thoughts on Age of Ultron. I'm actually going to bring Blair in for this one, hopefully, providing she doesn't have to work the next day. But we'll talk about it, because she comes at it from a non-Marvel fan perspective, whereas I come at it from hardcore fanboy. Which, by the way, if you have not checked out the Netflix series Daredevil, you are doing yourself a great disservice. Vincent D'Onofrio is the fucking kingpin. He is Wilson Fisk. Utterly amazing. Charlie Cox as Matt Murdock, the kid from the Mighty Ducks movies, as Foggy Nelson. That series is fantastically cast. Like, amazing. Probably one of the best ensemble casts I've seen in a really long time. Almost everything works in that. Like, literally a 9 out of 10. But anyway, enough about that. So until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard. I'll catch you guys next week right here on the Nerd News Network.
Want to see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show. So don't miss it.
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my God, there's snot on my face. And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub. And I'm not a join. Not a join. What the f*** does that mean? F*** that. 10 seconds.
You gotta keep that.
Let's do this. Let's do this right the first time.
F*** you guys. Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh, God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with shat.
Ha ha ha!
Okay, okay, I'm good. Geico.
Holy shit. Oh my gosh. Freak. Die, 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 die. Holy crap. Whoa, whoa. Whoa, my God. Whoa. Where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random. I don't know. Maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are actually, you? No.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content. As well, subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by replying to @thisweekingeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by Prono Bozo at PronoBozo.com. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.
Johnny got a toy golf set when he was 3, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, when he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12 handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So that was good, and so was hanging out with his grandson.
Your home is important. That's why Geico helps make it easy to save on condo insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you took minimalism too far because there's only one chair in your entire condo and your only entertainment is one card. Not even a deck of cards, but a single card. And all your guests have to share one plate and one fork, but you're convinced that less stuff means more freedom. The Geico Insurance Agency could help protect the overly minimalist broom closet you call home. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on condo insurance.